Conversation.
Hi, welcome back to our podcast. It's a conversation. This is one of your hosts, Anne.
I'm Rebecca. That was a great intro.
Thank you. You don't know this, but we've been practicing it for a while. And if you just heard a little tinkling sound, it's not Santa's elves. It's Rebecca's cat, Maya.
Maya might be an elf. I don't know what she does in her spare time.
You're right. Oh, you shake that little collar. Sorry, we love cats here, if you can't tell. Today we're going to talk about how our semester was. You know, it's finals week at the time of this recording. Everyone's stressed. Everyone's having a time. So we're just going to talk about the good, the bad. I'm not going to say it because it's a copyrighted movie title. Let's start with mental health, just in general. How about you start us off, Rebecca?
Okay, so this semester has been challenging for me in terms of mental health. I'm trying to decide if it's easier or harder than previous semesters. They've all been hard for various reasons, but it is what it is. I've had some trouble getting to school, I would say, has been my biggest struggle. But, you know, some homework has been challenging, but my mental health has been a time.
It's been a time, trademark material. Yeah, I feel the same way.
I just learned what TM stands for. I'm sorry. My mind.
You didn't know TM stands for trademark material?
I do now.
That's so funny. I'm glad we're learning things.
The more you learn.
I mean, I think it's still the same notes, but
it was the same notes. Dang
it. You know what? LeVar Burton and me are cool. We're homies.
We're cool.
I'm going to get off topic here because it's a conversation. I met LeVar Burton because when I was a little kid, my mom submitted some of my poetry to PBS for, like, your Reading Rainbow competition. I got a little certificate back, said, good job.
That's so good.
You got, like, in the finalists, but you weren't, like, the winner. But, like, you got a recognition. And so when I was, like, a freshman or sophomore in high school, I went to Comic-Con, Denver Comic-Con. And LeVar Burton was there, and so I brought my little certificate. I was dressed as Captain America. It's not important, but it's important. I got my little certificate with me, and I said, hey, I had anxiety then, I have anxiety now. I'm never going to be as smooth as I want to be.
Mood.
I basically told him in a big old jumble of words, like, oh yeah, you gave me the certificate when I was like a little kid, and I would love a picture with you. And he's like, oh yeah, sure. He just gotten off a plane. He looked low-key a mess, but it was still LeVar Burton.
Aww, that's great.
Anyway, yeah, so we can use that because LeVar and I are homies.
My sister was going to meet LeVar at Comic-Con. She paid for a meet and greet, and then he actually had to cancel, and they didn't notify her, so we just went there and he wasn't there. But Reading Rainbow had that whole Kickstarter thing, and there was a library in Northern Colorado that sponsored it, and so we went there, and she got to meet him and get a picture with him.
Yay!
It was beautiful. It was this full circle moment.
He's a lovely human.
So what's the deal with your mental health this semester? Where are you at?
I'm better than I was this past year. But even though I'm improving, I was in such a low place that even with improvement, I still have days where it's so hard to just function like a normal human being.
Because
yeah, I have severe anxiety, and these are official diagnoses. I have severe anxiety, and I have moderate to severe depression. And so I've been improving a lot. I'm not on medication either, so it's difficult. I've been improving a lot, but there's still, you know, just days. And especially this week, my anxiety's been worse than it's been, I think. Not all year, because in January I was in not a good place. But at least all semester, this week, and I guess maybe past 2 weeks, it's been really bad for my anxiety.
That's why we haven't been making episodes.
Yep, if you're wondering, like, oh man, why was there such a gap? It's called mental health, kids. Anyway, my anxiety is just really bad. I'm apologizing, and I'm feeling like everyone hates me, and they can't possibly all hate me. you know, they don't care about me that much. And it sounds bad, but, like, goodness gracious, like, they can't possibly all hate me.
You haven't antagonized them. I feel that same thing, though. So I have I'm on medicine for anxiety / I used to be depressed when I was younger. I don't know if it's sort of a side effect of taking anti-anxiety medication that I don't really struggle with it.
Brains grow, though, too. They do. Cerebral cortexes hook up. Yeah. Chemistry gets different.
But I do have a recent official diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is uniquely difficult because I've been managing my anxiety for my whole life. And sometimes those things don't work on it because my brain is just locked up on something. So that's really, really tough. And one of the things that I struggle with is actually a specific trauma thing of, like, I saw it put really eloquently the other day, and it's, like, the reason why people who've been through traumatic experiences sometimes struggle with that concept of, like, other people's opinion of them is because it used to be that not hearing "I care about you" or that things are okay meant that things were not okay and things were about to, like, take a turn for the bad and or dangerous. And so for me, if I'm not constantly hearing from people, I'm like, oh no, what have I done? I definitely feel the resonate exact with that.
Same way, yeah. So yeah, you know what? It's really just because of finals, and I can pinpoint kind of the source, which is, you know, I don't even have big finals like tests. I have a big paper, but it's on something I enjoy. It's for film class. And I, you know, I mentioned in the last episode, I love film, and I love film history, and I love analyzing film, and I love watching video essays. I do this in my free time for just for fun. Like, one of my main free time things I do is just watch video essays on YouTube.
That's awesome.
And so, like, it's not the content that's freaking me out. It's the pressure, the grade, the due date. And so my anxiety's been not good, but we're working on it.
And we're almost there.
Yeah, we are almost there. We're
so close.
I mean, in general, my mental health has been okay. I mean, there's been low days. There's been days I can't get out of bed. You know, depression, it doesn't really go away, you know, unless, you know, your brain chemistry changes or you get, like, new medicine. But it's still going to be there at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially in my family with a big history of it. So, yeah, my mental health has been improving in general. Good. But difficult in some spots.
I've been definitely feeling that as well. I mentioned in our last episode sort of viewing it as things coming in waves. And one of the helpful things for me to visualize is a line graph I saw. I mean, I've seen it everywhere, all over the internet. Yeah. But progress, you know, it's not linear. It's not this just linear upwards and to the right. It's like a mountain range. And you go... But if you look at the overall trend, like, you know, I've had rough days in the past couple of weeks, but they're not as rough as my rough days were 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And they're still rough, but it's still on the upswing, just slow and steady.
That's good. I'm glad we're improving mental health-wise, and we're still going to struggle, but we're working on it. Let's talk now a little lighter about some of the best parts of our semester.
One of my favorite things that we did this semester is founding this podcast club. I'm really delighted by it. I'm really happy with everyone who's in the club with us, and to make this content is really fun.
I'm so, so grateful and thankful, and I guess they're the same word, but they have low-key different connotations.
They do.
I'm just so, so happy and thankful to be a part of this club, and it sounds so cliche, but, you know, I really, like I said, I have anxiety, so I need a lot of reassurance and support all the time, and, you know, this club is so great and wonderful and so understanding.
Yeah.
I'm really just so happy to be a part of it. And I'm really grateful to you, Rebecca, for getting me into it. Because we were just in creative writing class one day. And Rebecca was like, do any of you want to be in podcast club? And I was like, yes. ? Because I don't listen to podcasts, I think, the way a lot of people do, which is online. I mean, This American Life is a podcast, but it's also broadcast on the radio. And so a lot of the podcast content I listen to is not strictly a podcast, but I've been listening to NPR since I was a little kid.
I think that's great, and I think that part of the magic of podcasting is that I think that that form of media has maybe been on the downtrend before podcasts came back in. Like radio shows and stuff. When I was little, I listened to, like, Adventure and Odyssey all the time.
Aww.
That was my jam. And now I listen to The Adventure Zone.
It's a tie-in. It's
I
a
just circle. Started it again for like the fourth time, and it's
I need my to favorite. Listen to it. It's so good. I love My Brother and Me, and I haven't it's even listened to all show. Of that either. But I've listened to, you know, little snippets here and there. They're so funny and wholesome.
They're so wholesome. That's what I love about their brand of comedy is that it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh, well, you have to be, you know, offensive to some people. And it's like, I guess.
They are proof positive that you do not have to, you know, be looking down on anyone to be a good comic, which is awesome. It's true.
You know who I love? John Mulaney. Not important, but true.
He's always, like, dressed really dapper.
Yeah.
And he's a comedian. I should watch one of his things, but I never have.
He's so good.
You know, I used to love Dimitri Martin. Like,
yeah, he's the voice of Ice Bear on We Bear Bears.
Yeah, I love his old work and stuff. I watched his newest comedy special on Netflix.
Do you not love it?
There were moments where I was like, this is why I watched this, because I love Dimitri Martin. Yeah. But they were, unfortunately, it was not the majority of that, which is fine. I hope
I'm glad there were these moments.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he's successful and good for him. Yes. I was a little sad because I remember just thinking he was so hysterical because he's so smart. He's just really clever.
I agree. Was that talking about the best part of our semester or like?
I believe so. We went on a comedy tangent, but you know what? I'll bring it back full circle. In several of my classes, we've talked about Nanette by Hannah Gadsby.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. So,
such a good special.
I guess some of the best parts of my semester were just getting to do things I love to do. Like I said, I'm in a film class, I'm in a creative writing class. Those are two of pretty much like my main passions.
That's awesome.
Film, creative writing, and music. I'm sure I'm leaving something out and later I'll be like, oh my god, I forgot it!
But those are, you know, some of your big pillars, I can tell, just from having known you for couple months.
Like, they're umbrellas for other things.
Yeah.
You know, like, animation goes with, like, into film.
Animation.
Oh, I love animation.
I love voiceover so much.
So a lot of it, you know, they're blankets. So a lot of it was just having something to do, because I took a gap year after high school for my mental health. And I needed it, because I would not have done well in college in the state I was in.
Gap years are a great idea.
Yeah.
It took me, I took, as I believe I previously mentioned, a couple years off, and I, as much as I feel sometimes that I've, like, missed all this time, I know that I wouldn't have been pursuing the degree I'm pursuing now.
Exactly.
So I think it's all sort of led me here. One of my other things that I love so much this semester is I found out I'm good at math.
And good for you.
Thank you.
That's hard. I'm terrible at math.
So growing up, I always thought I was bad at math. And frankly, it's just because I was so much better at other things that in comparison, my math scores seemed really low. But I was never like that bad at math. But this spring, I took the same math class I'm in right now, and I had to drop it. Because just the things in my life that were happening, I really didn't have time. And with math, you can't half-bake it. You've got to, like, go through the steps. And this semester, I have the most amazing professor. Listeners, if you attend Red Rocks, Andrew is thebomb.com. Andrew Jensen, I believe, is his last name. If you need a math prof, he's the bomb.
Okay, he's like, so I need a math credit.
Yeah, he's like a rock climber, and he, like, used to live in Oregon, and he did research about crabs and climate change. Solid. So he's like a scientist. He's very cool, and he explains math in this way that works with my brain.
That's good.
And so I found, like, not to narc on myself, but I've gotten excellent grades on all the exams, and I haven't had to, like, quote-unquote, like, study, because I'm doing the homework, and I understand it, and I can, now that I know the formulas and stuff, I can look at them and apply them, and it made me realize, I've always heard of people who are good at higher math and maybe struggled with arithmetic when they're younger, and I was like,
Einstein.
Yeah, and my dad's a math minor, and my mom, you know, is just a huge nerd, and nerd. And her brother actually has his doctorate in math, so, like, it's in my blood. I'm really excited about it. Nerds, I love math.
But, like, history and English nerds.
Those are good things to be nerdy about.
Yeah.
Although, you know what I love about math? Mm. Math will never disappoint me.
That's true.
Math is always what it is.
You sound like Katie Heron from Mean Girls.
I am Katie Heron.
It's the same in every language. The limit does not exist. Anyway, I guess
it is Wednesday and we're not wearing pink.
It's Wednesday. I'm wearing a Steven Universe shirt. And if you know Steven Universe, it's reddish. But
yeah, red is close
like
to pink.
Like salmon, maybe, if we're stretching it. Anyway, I said anyway twice there.
Forgive me. It's okay, Anne.
Forgive me, dear listener.
Oh my god. anyway. I'll never say that again.
It's fine, you can. My nickname is Annie, so, like, it works. And for listeners, I don't spell it like the little orphan. I spell it like Anakin Skywalker. It's not important, but...
Which is way cooler.
Yeah. I mean, Anakin Skywalker's a whiner, but so am I, so it's fine. I guess, on the same tangent of finding out you're good at math, I'm really just happy to be at least proficient at the stuff I like.
Yeah.
Which is creative writing. And I'm really doing better than I thought I would be. And so that's the best part of my semester, is kind of proving to myself that I can do this.
I feel like that might be what I've gotten out of this semester as well. I also love my history class. I low-key have decided that my history professor is, like, I don't know, not like a mother figure, but low-key kind of. Like, maternal. I just love her.
It doesn't have to be mother, but she can be maternal.
She seems like one of those people. I'm just so drawn to her. And I'm
magnetic,
going on,
right?
Yeah, and I'm going on a road trip this spring that she's leading, so I'm very excited for that, because sometimes you just meet people and you're like, you are my people, and she's one of those. So.
That's so amazing.
And I've been... my poetry class was really encouraging to make me feel like, you know, this is something that I am good at. And even in creative writing, I struggled so much in the fiction section, but I did end up being like, hey, I made a scene with characters and things that didn't really happen. And I've never really done that before. So
that's cool. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm proud of you because I love your goat story.
I wrote this story. It was just like a nothing story to me, and I was almost, like, really honestly struggling with it because it wasn't in the style I usually wrote. But it was about this little just goat who was just, like,
in a field.
It's a wood. It's a frosted, snowy wood.
A glade.
Oh, my God. I was asking Rebecca, like, what's a synonym for glade or wood or forest or trees? And she's like, But no, she gave it to me because I didn't want to be like, oh, yes, the frosted glade. The frosted glade.
That's the worst, is when you're like, I need more adjectives. I need to unpack them.
I just wrote this little story, and it's just about a goat existing, because he's not as pretty as the wood is by any means. Like, the wood's like Robert Frost poem, and the goat's like a scraggly old goat.
He's perfect.
But he's just there and existing, and Rebecca's like latched onto the story, and I'm like so flattered.
It makes me so happy. I also love your little Nook poem, which, spoiler alert, is going to be featured soon.
It is going to be featured soon, so stay tuned. That kind of goes into, we're talking about some of my stuff that I write. It goes into, like, what's our favorite assignment for the semester? What's yours?
That's such a great question. I loved getting to write so much poetry. I write poetry, like, in a cathartic way a lot of the time, and just... do you know the root of the word cathartic?
I do.
Yeah.
But tell the listener.
Yeah, okay. They might not. It's very that. So a cathartic is a type of medication that induces vomiting. And so...
You feel better after you throw up.
Catharsis, exactly. It's that feeling of like, I just got it all out and now I feel so much better.
Yeah, it's hard to do in the moment, but like after you've done it, you're like, oh, thank the goodness gracious, dearie me.
And that's where a lot of my poetry has come from. And I have a lot of things to get out. Especially with being in both a creative writing and a poetry class, I was able to get a lot of that stuff out and then also write other poems. Like, I wrote a happy little poem about my sister this last week that, like, made her super happy. Aww. So I've really enjoyed that. I also liked the guerrilla publishing because I just think that's so fun.
Yeah.
What about you? What was your favorite?
Oh, Maya. The cat just knocked over the lamp, which knocked over the Dr. Pepper, because she wants to be in the podcast too, don't you, Maya?
She's a diva, but the show will go on.
Show must go. Are you good?
I'm good. Okay. I'm sticky, but I'm good.
You know what? It adds realism.
It adds texture. Sticky texture.
What was your favorite? I feel like I'm on Project Runway. Sorry, my favorite. I really liked some of the film stuff because, you know, love film. And so our weekly assignment was to watch a movie and answer some set questions.
I do not watch things, like, to consume them. Pretty much, I do sometimes, but the idea of watching an entire movie every week just, like, stresses me out so much.
Yeah, an entire movie every week.
That sounds like a lot.
And then we had to answer, we basically made, like, a little mini essay every week, and sometimes mine weren't so mini. That's not a brag, it's more of, like,
You're a huge film nerd.
Yeah. And so, like, it'd be on a different topic. So, it'd be a cinematography 1 week. Cinematography was, Yojimbo. And there was another one. But I forgot it, because Yojimbo was better. Fight me. If you don't know, Yojimbo is a film by Akira Kurosawa. Okay, so Akira Kurosawa is the guy, basically, George Lucas ripped off to make Star Wars.
The tea.
Anyway, so we watched Yojimbo for cinematography, and it was really good. And we watched, like, Inception for sound design. And we watched, I think we watched Citizen Kane for film history, because you never take a film class without there being at least one Citizen Kane assignment, and that's not a dig on Citizen Kane, because it is the best movie ever made. Thanks, Orson Welles.
I should watch it.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll put it on my meter-long list of movies I need to watch.
She's killing it. She's Orson Welles and Citizen Kane.
I thought you were talking about my inability to watch movies. I was like, thank you?
Nah. But so.
What light through yonder window breaks?
I was thinking that. And Anne is the moon, because she's not the sun, because Juliet's rad and killing it. We're getting off topic here. So none of those were, like, my favorite assignment, but, like, I enjoyed a lot of them. A lot of them I didn't enjoy, because anxiety. But probably my favorites were in creative writing, just by the nature of the class. You know,
It was a fun class. Sarah's a great teacher, too.
Sarah Fall is the best. We love her.
Yeah, take Sarah Fall for any of your English needs, for real.
Hey, if you're at Red Rocks and you're listening to this before the spring semester of 2019 starts, she is co-teaching the literary magazine. Come sign up.
I so wish I could take it. I'm gonna see if there's another physics class. I don't think there is that will work for me. Yeah, because my physics class goes over that whole class period, and I really want to do the magazine.
Yeah, the magazine is going to be a good time. You should look and see.
I'll try.
Anyway, so my favorite stuff was mostly in creative writing. We did Choose Your Own Adventure story, which was killing it. I got super invested in it. And one of our classmates was like, Anne, where did you, like, get the inspiration for this? I'm like, I don't know. I sat down. I was listening to Zelda music, and then I wrote it.
You have such an incredibly creative mind.
You're so sweet.
I wrote my Choose Your Own Adventure segment. I mean, you know, I'm a fiction baby, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I love deer. I'm going to write it about a deer.
Your deer one was cool.
Thanks.
I loved it. So, yeah.
Anne's had evil women and evil magic pianos that eat you. That was sick.
I had three different scenarios. One was the basic, you know, you come upon an old woman on the roadside, which is in so much folklore and so many fairy tales. And you could offer her some food or some help, and she would, you know, that's the correct choice. But if you just go on or ignore her, she turns you into a mushroom. It's like the Enchantress from Beauty and the Beast, but, like, it's much older than that. I'm a big fan of folk tales and fairy tales, so that's like a...
You know, I get that from your writing. Yeah. A lot of your writing feels like fairy tales and like the coolest kind of children's books that, like, really? Talks to kids as if they're not, like, idiots.
Oh my god, that's what I'm going for.
I think that, oh my gosh, I would, and I can see in my head when I read your work, like, the illustrations.
Really? Yeah. Yes, the illustrations are, like, my favorite part of fairy tale books. I got this super cool one at Barnes & Noble. We're going off again, but it's a conversation. You know, it's okay. I got this really cool one at Barnes & Noble. It's $10 for turn-of-the-century illustrations and wonderfully told fairy tales. It's called The Blue Fairy Book. It's at great. Barnes & Noble currently, so it's really good. So, yeah, just a lot of creative writing stuff. I just really enjoyed, really took to it.
That's awesome.
But now we've talked about what our favorite stuff was and what our good parts of the semester were, let's return to maybe some of the with what was challenging and how did you overcome it.
I think that, if I'm being totally honest, my biggest struggle is this semester, and I suppose just in general, being, I don't know how to put it into words, being maybe unapproachable and overly, like, defensive. I didn't so much have that in creative writing, but in other classes, it's a defense mechanism, but
I feel that.
It makes me unapproachable, and I'm a deeply kind and incredibly compassionate human being.
You are.
But thank you. I put up that wall, and I just put on this, like, stone face. Yeah, and it's the way I act when I'm walking downtown and I'm scared. But doing it at school, and then I was amazed at people, you know, maybe not responding to that, you know, I don't know. And I've been able to break through it and stuff, but I've been also just really, I just try to be self-aware. And so I've thought about all the times when I just go in and I just want to just be there. But for me, I barely made it to class and I'm just trying to keep it together, but I know it comes off a certain way.
When you're struggling, sometimes you really need that defense mechanism, whether it's putting on a brave, stony face or whether it's doing something else, as long as it's not actively hurting anyone, sometimes you need that safety blanket. I'm not saying you shouldn't take it away all the time, but like when you need it, you need it. You're not going to be like helping anyone. You're especially not gonna be helping yourself if you really do need mm-hmm. the mechanism and you make yourself not use it, because then you'll just not be holding it together at all.
The thing that I think that's very insightful, and it makes me think of so my mom's advice to me for the past couple of years probably is always give yourself grace, because I talk to my mom and I'm like, okay, so I have not vacuumed, I still haven't vacuumed, it's a thing. I tell her all these things and she says, give yourself grace, because there's always going to be cat hair on the floor. Yeah. There's always going to be something. But what you made me think of is actually, I don't know, people always say that's a crutch in this really derisive way, but crutches serve a purpose. You use them until you don't need them anymore. Like, they help you heal.
Quick question. Would Tiny Tim be walking at all if he didn't have a crutch?
No, it's an assistive device. I used to have crutches. I mean, it works. So, yeah, I appreciate you saying that. What have you struggled with this semester?
I mean, as you can guess, mental health. Like I said before, I have been improving. But there's still going to be those days. My anxiety has been really high this week, as I said. And so, that's a struggle. And it's happened a couple times over the semester where my depression or my anxiety or, God forbid, both have just been like, you thought you were going to have a good time.
They make a mean team together.
We want some words with you.
Oh my gosh, I saw this meme that was like you hit rock bottom and you're like, at least it can't get worse than this. And it's like rock bottom's brother shows up. Who hit you? Me.
Basically. So yeah, there's still going to be those days. And that's what I'm challenging with. And you know what? I haven't been improving with like homework and stuff and doing the work and asking for help. And I have this thing where it's so hard for me to email and text. I don't know what it is. I think it's
social anxiety.
It is social anxiety, but I don't know what it is that gives me specific social anxiety. I get that. Because I have it less with talking in person. My hypothesis, I said that so wrong, but we're just going to let it happen.
It was cute. I liked it.
We're going to let it happen.
What's your hypothesis?
Don't mock me. My hypothesis is that because I take a lot of cues non-verbally. And so, if the text is a smiley face, I'm like, is it a passive-aggressive smiley face? Are they mad at me?
It's hard to get tone, and it's scary when your anxiety is always trying to tell you this person hates you.
Yes.
On text, it's really easy to be like,
same with emails. Like, we're meeting today. I'm like, are they mad we didn't meet before? And it's like, So, just stuff I've been struggling with for a while has been challenging, but we're working on it. I guess that kind of wraps up how the semester was. Overall, it was good. I know overall, we're talking about how it was challenging, but that's just our lives, just what we deal with.
And I think that it's a priority to both of us to sort of normalize these types of conversations. And, it doesn't have to be this binary between totally thriving and totally suffering. Like, it's all not linear. It's all the struggle is real.
Yes. So I guess it's time to say goodbye.
You want
to
play us out?
I sure do. I forgot the words, but we're just going to have some dulcet guitar tones.
Dulcet.
It's a good word, right?
It is a good word.
I remember the words because it's goodbye now.
In my throat, sorry, bye.
Bye.